Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This hour is being brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto. Online at CarX.com. Ray, what's up, man? See, you got a fresh one. Let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Josh Nelson of the Sox Machine joining me for the weekly Sox Machine hit.
When you make a mistake against these great teams, pitching-wise, the Yankees and the Astros, they hurt you, and they make games out of reach early, and they don't stop with this patient approach. They force you to throw pitches in the strike zone, and they understand, Lawrence, and what pitches that they can drive. Unlike the White Sox offense, which, yeah, they have plenty of pop, but they're not a very disciplined team, especially when you compare 1 through 9 in each lineup. So that's one problem, is that the White Sox offense just doesn't have the same type of firepower as the New York Yankees do. The White Sox starting pitching is very good, but I think they're going to continue to struggle against deep lineups like the Yankees have, and like I mentioned, the Houston Astros. And of course, if the starting pitching struggles and they can't go deep, well, then the bullpen's going to be taxed. And I'm really curious on how the rest of this series is going to go if this bullpen is tired.
There's the ground ball, and LeMahieu, a lot of time, and the Yankees take the series finale, and they grab 3 out of 4 this weekend.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
NBA talk, Bulls talk, Cubs talk, White Sox talk, all here for you. Bass drop! Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. Our guest for today, Tony Gill of NBC Sports Chicago, is going to join me. We're going to talk buckets with young Tony. And Chris Ronji is going to be on the show. Ray, have we talked with Ronji about him actually taking calls today?
No, but I'm sure he'll love it.
Okay. I just want to make sure that he's ready for it in case there are White Sox fans that would like to call up and ask Chris Ronji questions about the White Sox. As I was saying with Dan during transition, Johnny Cueto is going to get the start tonight as the White Sox start a 5-game series in Kansas City. There is a doubleheader tomorrow, so you'd love to get some length from Cueto in this game. It would be fantastic if he were to go deep into the game and not give up a lot of runs. But if he does give up a lot of runs, he might have to pitch all of it. Because why waste any of those bullpen arms when you've got a guy that you're probably just going to send down to the minors once Giolito is healthy anyway? So I'm just saying. We'll see. We'll see what ends up happening. The White Sox lose 3 out of 4 to the Yankees over the weekend. I'm still trying to make some sense about what Michael Kopech's start was. And I feel pretty good about, look, that start was not ideal, but it ended up, the place that you ended up in with the start was solid. And him battling back from a command issue, to me, is encouraging. Because that's a game that could have just gone completely sideways in the third inning. Like, you have the second inning when everything goes bad. You could send him back out there and then get destroyed. But then that doesn't happen. And I give Kopech a lot of credit for making him and Ethan Katz, because you could see Ethan Katz and him talking inside the dugout, making the adjustment and then going back and challenging Yankees hitters and turning it into a quality start. I will say that in watching the game, it felt like once that inning, the second inning happened, it felt like there was no chance for the White Sox to win. And that's a really discouraging place to be. I want to talk more about that. I want to spend a little bit of time talking about that and throw some numbers at you. And I also want to talk with you about Jose Abreu. I've got a question about him, and we'll talk White Sox next here on The Score.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station. It's time for the White Sox Minute.
Tim crushes this ball. He throws the bat. The ball goes flying. It is gone.
We're going to be South Side regardless.
South Slider.
Hi, Mom!
Go Sox, babe.
The White Sox Minute on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
The White Sox look for a series split this afternoon and a chance to get back over the 500 mark. Really good pitching matchup. Nestor Cortez, a left-hander, has been tremendous since last year. Michael Kopech still without a decision, but he's been arguably the best starter in the American League. Runners take off, and he forces in a run. It's 1-0 Yankees. 3-1 on LeMahieu. Only one hit in the inning. Coming on ball four, kicks away, and another run scores. That's Trevino, and it's 3-0. That ball drilled deep to left, and it is gone. First homer of the year, Adam Engel. Donaldson runs, and
one's going to go, and that hurts. 5-1 on a two-run homer by Joey Gallo. The Yankees take the series finale, and they grab 3 out of 4 this weekend.
Highlights courtesy of NBC Sports Chicago. Lynn Casper sitting in for Jason Benetti because Jason Benetti was doing work for Peacock yesterday and was down there in the dirty, I believe. That's where he was. He will be back today, but Steve Stone has the week off. So there's going to, I think, be a mix of people, but you'll hear Gordon Beckham this week do some color analysis, and he's done fairly well with Jason as they've done games together. A split would have felt so good. It would have felt so good after what happened on Thursday and Friday with the White Sox. If they were able to come out with a split, it would have felt like normalizing for this team. But in this game, you had Michael Kopech go out there, and in the second inning, he just lost command. He kind of fell apart, but he ends up with a quality start. It's a very strange line. 6 innings, 1 hit, 3 earned. 3 earned off of 1 hit. 4 walks, and that's where the earned runs came from. 3 strikeouts, but 6 innings. I think that there is a lot to build on off of that. Like, if you are someone who has bought the stock of Michael Kopech, I think this is one of those games where you go, okay, this he showed you something yesterday. He showed you that even in a performance where it looked like he was completely lost, he was able to find his way back. And then, you know, White Sox pitchers went on a stretch where they didn't give up any hits again until Ruiz showed up. It was a beautifully pitched game after the second inning, because Nestor was out here doing whatever he wanted with the ball, putting it wherever he wanted, and he fits the profile of the type of pitcher that gives this White Sox lineup trouble. The other thing I wanted to talk about has to do with one of those guys in the lineup. I don't have a really good answer for this. I'm just working through this as I'm watching the at-bats take place. Right now, Jose Abreu had 2 strikeouts in yesterday's game. Right now, his slash line is 197, 272, 311. Jose Abreu right now has an OPS and league averages somewhere around 740, 750. Jose Abreu's OPS is 583. He's a negative 0.2 wins above replacement. And his OPS plus, which is scaled going up to 100 is average. Anything below 100 is bad. Anything above 100 is good. His OPS plus is 74. So everything tells you that he's struggling. Hard ball rate, strikeout rate, what you're seeing with your eyes, what the statistics say about him, even the older statistics, like he's not even really driving in runs, and he's someone that does that on the regular. I don't know what the White Sox should do with him other than find days off for him, which should be easy considering they have a roster full of guys that need work, and you need to be able to get Andrew Vaughn at bats when you have an outfield that's full. This is a way to do it. You've got to figure out ways to get him off his feet, and yesterday was one of those days. They DH'd him. What my concern is a little bit more of a human element to it. It's something that I can't quantify. It's something that I can't prove. But what happens to a team when the heart and soul of it is bad? What happens when the guy who's the unequivocal leader, their captain of their team, is Jose Abreu? What happens when that guy probably shouldn't be out there every day? How does everyone deal with that? The White Sox players, the younger players, Aloy and Moncada and a couple other guys, Robert, I think, too. They had this shirt last year. And the shirt was Master Splinter and the Ninja Turtles. And it's Master Splinter, young Master Splinter with the baby turtles. And then that's on the front. And then on the back is them, like, carrying Master Splinter as they've grown into full Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. We're there with Master Splinter having to rock a cane right now with Jose Abreu. And I'm wondering, are the White Sox in a place, especially right now, where they can sit him for a series? Or, listen, we want you to be available to pinch hit in a series, but you need some time off. I was saying it last week that he looks like a guy that needs time off, and now I'm worried that it's more than that. Because things that we might put in place to be like, well, you know, Jose will get hot when the weather warms up. The weather was exactly what you'd want it to be last week when the White Sox were playing games for your offense to take a leap forward. So on one hand, that's kind of troubling for everything, that you got the weather that you wanted and it still didn't really mean that the offense was going to take a big leap. I'm not sure what they do other than make sure that they're doing everything to try and get the most out of them. But I feel like it's, hey, man, take today off. Because you can see that he's squeezing the sawdust out of the bat. Like, you can see it. And it's upsetting to see because we all like and respect. This guy was MVP of the league 2 years ago. And to see this type of drop right now, super sad. Chris Ronji is going to join me. If you'd like to ask Ronji a question on the score, you can do it about the White Sox. 312-644-6767 is the number. We're having a Ronji postgame show right here next on the score.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
We'll put Chris on for a buddy.
I mean, we're trying. White Sox lose 3 of 4 to the Yankees. They start a 5-game series with Kansas City tonight. Johnny Cueto will start tonight's game, and we'll go from there. Joining me on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline, Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book, is Chris Ronji. And if you're a White Sox fan that has been dying to ask Chris Ronji a question about the White Sox because you're used to asking Chris Ronji questions about the White Sox, here's your opportunity. 312-644-6767 is the number. And now the Ranger joins me. Hello, sir.
Oh, God, not now. What's you bringing me on now?
Yeah.
After all of that?
Yeah.
Remember how is that fair to me?
That's what you used to do, where the White Sox would be, like, bad or something, and then you come on the radio, and then you try to figure out what the hell is going on.
Yeah, I never had any answers.
I know. That's why I'm giving the people over to you. I would like to get your thoughts on what you saw this weekend with the White Sox and the Yankees.
Well, you know how last year – so my first thought was this. How last year we did the thing all season long where they had a really great record, but there was that little part of you that felt like, okay, this is great, but they can't beat any good teams, okay? And I know last year is last year, but for whatever reason, when I was watching the 4-game series, and I caught most of it, I caught like 80% of it, it felt to me like that. Like, this Yankees team is really, really good. And here are the Sox. And I know they're not, you know, they're under 500 right now. But it just had that same feel of, okay, here we go again against good teams. And they can't beat them. And I know that doesn't necessarily matter in baseball because, you know, weird things happen throughout a season. But when you get to playoff time, all the teams you're going to face are going to be good. And so you want to be able to see your team do well against other above 500 teams, other playoff teams throughout the year. Again, doesn't necessarily mean anything. It doesn't necessarily predict what will happen in the playoffs. But that's the one thing I couldn't help but think was, here are the White Sox, again, not doing well against the Yankees are a premier team. At least they're playing like one right now. And I don't have any reason to think that's not going to continue. They may not be this good all year, but they're pretty damn good. So my feeling is this team, the White Sox, have to do better against really good teams throughout the season. We're not even a third of the way, we're almost a third of the way in. But I need to see a little bit more from them in terms of this, like doing well against teams like the Yankees, and really teams like Minnesota too. Like, they're just going to have to do better.
Jose Abreu right now, 197, 272, 311 for 583 OPS, a negative 0.2 WAR, and an OPS plus of 74. I'm hopeful that a day off will help him, but at 35, I'm starting to wonder, like, is this what it looks like when you see a great player in decline?
Well, I mean, he had similar issues, I believe, in April, right? But in May, he was a whole lot better, if I'm not mistaken. I don't remember exactly what his numbers were. But yeah, I mean, when you get to a certain point, and Abreu has the kind of physique that you feel like as he gets older, he's probably going to break down a little bit more often. And so, yeah, that does concern me too. When do you finally say, all right, he just doesn't have it anymore? I don't think you do it now.
Yeah, and I mean, how do you go about it? Like, how do you go about telling him he's not an everyday player?
Yeah, well, I don't think you make that decision yet, but the interesting situation the White Sox are in is, like, they already have a couple of guys who could play his position every day. And they're younger, and you want to get them more at-bats, and it's harder to do that because...
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full-body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Well, put Chris on for a buddy.
I mean, we're trying. White Sox lose 3 of 4 to the Yankees. They start a 5-game series with Kansas City tonight. Johnny Cueto will start tonight's game, and we'll go from there. Joining me on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline, Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book, is Chris Ronji. And if you're a White Sox fan that has been dying to ask Chris Ronji a question about the White Sox because you're used to asking Chris Ronji questions about the White Sox, here's your opportunity. 312-644-6767 is the number. And now the Ranger joins me. Hello, sir.
Oh, God, not now. What's you bringing me on now?
Yeah.
After all of that?
Yeah.
Remember, that's fair to me.
That's what you used to do, where the White Sox would be like bad or something, and then you come on the radio, and then you try to figure out what the hell is going on.
Yeah, I never had any answers.
I know. That's why I'm giving the people over to you. I would like to get your thoughts on what you saw this weekend with the White Sox and the Yankees.
Well, you know how last year, so my first thought was this. How last year we did the thing all season long where they had a really great record, but there was that little part of you that felt like, okay, this is great, but they can't beat any good teams, okay? And I know last year is last year, but for whatever reason, when I was watching the 4-game series, and I caught most of it, I caught like 80% of it, it felt to me like that. Like, this Yankees team is really, really good. And here are the Sox, and I know they're not, you know, they're under 500 right now. But it just had that same feel of, okay, here we go again against good teams, and they can't beat them. And I know that doesn't necessarily matter in baseball because, you know, weird things happen throughout a season. But when you get to playoff time, all the teams you're going to face are going to be good. And so you want to be able to see your team do well against other above 500 teams, other playoff teams throughout the year. Again, doesn't necessarily mean anything. It doesn't necessarily predict what will happen in the playoffs. But that's the one thing I couldn't help but think was, here are the White Sox, again, not doing well against the Yankees are a premier team. At least they're playing like one right now. And I don't have any reason to think that's not going to continue. They may not be this good all year, but they're pretty damn good. So my feeling is this team, the White Sox, have to do better against really good teams throughout the season. We're not even a third of the we're almost a third of the way in. But I need to see a little bit more from them in terms of this, like doing well against teams like the Yankees, you know, and really teams like Minnesota too. Like, they're just going to have to do better.
Jose Abreu right now, 197, 272, 311 for 583 OPS, a negative 0.2 war, and an OPS plus of 74. I'm hopeful that a day off will help him, but at 35, I'm starting to wonder, like, is this what it looks like when you see a great player in decline?
Well, I mean, he had similar issues, I believe, in April, right? But in May, he was a whole lot better, if I'm not mistaken. I don't remember exactly what his numbers were. But, yeah, I mean, when you get to a certain point, and Abreu has the kind of physique that you feel like as he gets older, he's probably going to break down a little bit more often. And so, yeah, that does concern me, too. When do you finally say, all right, he just doesn't have it anymore? I don't think you do it now.
Yeah, and I mean, how do you go about it? Like, how do you go about telling him he's an everyday player?
Yeah, well, I don't think you make that decision yet. But the interesting situation the White Sox are in is, like, they already have a couple of guys who could play his position every day. And they're younger, and you want to get them more at-bats, and it's harder to do that because he's there. But because he's Abreu, and because he was just really good last season, and he's got a track record in the last few years of being good, I don't think you can make that determination yet, but it is something you have to start thinking about. You have to be aware of it. And I'm sure they are, but I don't see them making him like a part-time player anytime soon. Maybe if we get to July and it's still like this, or like the middle of next month and it's still really bad, they have to do that, but I just don't see it happening yet.
All right, you ready to take a call?
Oh, God, no.
Eddie's out in Cicero, and now he's on with Chris Ronji. Hey, Eddie, you're on the score.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's
my
on your
concern,
mind?
My concern as a White Sox fan is not Jose Abreu. It's, first of all, they didn't do much in the offseason. I looked at Harrison, Pollock, and Garcia's numbers. That doesn't impress me. That's a concern of that lack of production. And we don't have a good, powerful left-handed hitter. And I think also, I think we have an issue with our starting pitching. I think we need another good starting pitcher. And those are my concerns.
So,
I just want to hear what you guys think about it.
Okay, great. So everything is on the list for Eddie out there in Cicero.
Here are my problems with the team. All of it.
Right. Except for Abreu, who is clearly a problem right now.
He's part, because he's supposed to be part of a potent offense. And I know you've seen the numbers already. I know you've been looking at them, but they are well below average offensively as a team. Well below. Like, I think they're 24th or 25th in baseball right now in the WRC plus number, which is a pretty good, you know, indication of the kind of offense you have. I mean, there are a lot of good numbers to look at, but if you look at all of them, they're going to tell you about the same thing. They're not hitting for power. And you and I had this conversation, I think it was right as the season started. It might have been maybe a week or two before. And I remember talking with you, and we discussed, if you remember, what Rick Hahn said, what the organization said during the offseason, or it was right at the end of the playoffs last year. And his words were, and I'm paraphrasing, but I think I'm pretty close to what he said. It was, we have a lot of work to do. Or something along those lines. Like, we know we have a lot of stuff to do. And granted, like the caller said, they did make a lot of acquisitions. Harrison is an acquisition. Pollock is one, too. But are they good enough? Are they good enough for a team that's on the precipice of being really, really good? I mean, they have it's a very talented collection of players. And you and I know we've talked about this before, but I think it bears repeating. Why not go hard here? Like, why not go? Like, you're close. You're close to be. You're good. You're really good. You could be damn good. So even if it doesn't work out, you sign guys, you know, you make trades, whatever it is, and you make this team not just incrementally better, but you make it significantly better. It doesn't guarantee you win a World Series, but you've taken a shot. You haven't just said, oh, we're going to fill positions with this guy, and Pollock's been good in the past. And I thought it was an okay acquisition to get him, but there had been better options over the last couple of seasons for right field, and they passed on those. And also in the rotation, a pretty good rotation, but your back end is a little weak. Why not make that even stronger? What do the Los Angeles Dodgers do every year?
They go for it.
They're like, they go to the World Series. They may not win it, but they go there and they're like, all right, now what? Let's go get Mookie Betts. You know, like, they get even better. Like, they don't stop. And I know they have more resources, but the White Sox aren't poor. I mean, they could do things too. And I wish that going into this offseason, or, you know, going into this regular season during the offseason, I wish they had done that and really pressed the gas a little harder.
Let me ask you about something that was a little bit strange that happened yesterday, and Chris Ronji's joining me as we talk a little bit about the White Sox. Michael Kopech had this bizarre start where first inning he mows him down, second inning he loses command, he ends up giving up three runs and on walks. Then he settles back down and ends up with a quality start. You know, six innings, three earned runs. I do feel like it completely set the day up for a White Sox loss that second inning, but I was really encouraged by him fixing it. That inside of a start, that we didn't get the, well, we'll go back to the drawing board after the start and figure out what the problems were. That inside of the start, he was able to fix some of his command issues and come back and go six innings when they really needed him to.
that is the life of a starting pitcher. And if you can't figure out how to give a good outing or a quality start, or at least, you know, like 6 innings and 4 runs or something, when maybe you don't feel the best, or maybe you have that cliche one bad inning, if you're not capable of doing that, you can't really live as a starter in Major League Baseball. You can't. So, I mean, the second inning, it was a 42-pitch inning, right?
Yep.
That's bad. But the fact that he was able to rebound from that and give them another 4 on top of it, and they were, like, really, you take that inning out, and he had a really damn good start yesterday. But the inning counts. But I think it is important for starters who are sometimes not going to feel right, they're not going to have their stuff, or they're just going to run into an inning where it all goes away from them. What do they do the following inning? And then the inning after that? Or if they just have a bad start altogether, how do they rebound from that in their next start? And to me, that's the mark of somebody who could have a really good long career. But for this season, and that is, of course, if he stays healthy. But, you know, we'll see about that. But for this season with him, I think he can be really effective, and he has shown that so far. I guess my problem is, we were going back earlier talking about reinforcements and why not make the rotation better when you had the opportunity. And maybe they'll do that at the deadline. But this is somebody who's not going to be able to give you like 170 innings this year. It's just not going to be possible, physically possible. And he's going to pitch really well for them, I think, when he's available, but they're just not going to get the workload from him that they really need as a collective. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I do.
That's my one concern about him in the rotation. Well, not my one, but that is my concern about the rotation and him, is that they're just not going to get, they're not going to get the bulk of work they need from him, only because he hasn't done this yet. It's not because he's not capable or he's not good enough. It's just because he hasn't done it. And you have to build up to a certain innings threshold before you can throw that much. So I do wish they had gotten better, you know, in the starting rotation. But for Kopech and what it means moving forward for his career, I think starts like yesterday are a pretty good indication that he knows how to figure things out when maybe something gets away from him for an inning or he doesn't have his best stuff for a while.
See, taking a call didn't even go that badly. It went fine.
Nah, yeah, I thought somebody was going to yell at me and tell me to go straight to hell.
No, that'll be the next time that you're on the show. So be ready for that.
Okay.
Ranger, have a wonderful rest of your day. Thanks for being on the show.
I love you, Lawrence.
Aw, you, buddy, you're the best. It's so handsome,
too. You didn't say you love me back.
I don't. That's Chris Ranji. That's not true. He's one of my favorite people on the planet. And that's why I like when he's just available to come and hang out on the show. Another one of my favorite people, a person that Ranji refers to as Fish, a.k.a. Tony Gill. That's right. The former EP of this show, who's gone out and grown up and become an adult and is about to get married and all that good stuff. He and I are going to talk basketball. Why? Because believe it or not, Tony Gill has a very interesting basketball thought that I want to expand on next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.